Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I see more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again?
Blink-182's Residency Kings of the Weekend at the Pearl Inside the Palms starting tonight. So excited to have him on the show. Travis Barker of Blink-182 is here. Hi, Travis.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. And the question is, how are you doing? We know that you had some serious medical problems that kind of put things on hold for a while. How are you doing now?
I'm really good. I still have a couple blood clots, but I'm pretty much cleared to play, so I'm back at it. I'm really excited.
We are excited, too. In case people missed it, you had blood clots in both arms, and then you got a staph infection, right?
Yeah, I had like 40 blood clots in my right arm, and I had 16 or 17 in my left arm during the last shows I played in Vegas, and I had no idea. I just had really crazy swelling and kind of like stiffness in my arms, and then come to find out I had staph infection and a ton of blood clots. So I had to kind of chill because they were in like deep veins that could have gone to bad places.
Yeah, definitely. Gosh.
Yeah, listen to the universe. And I'm back.
Well, you see, you had 40 in one arm, 15 in the other. This is like a very common dude thing. We start to feel sick and we're like, it'll go away.
Yeah.
I mean, did you feel this coming on and kind of like, whatever that is, it'll go away? Or just came on that one night when you were performing?
No, it was actually, unfortunately, from a medical procedure. I had an IV and the guy couldn't find my vein and he stuck me 40-something times with a dirty needle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, good times.
Yeah, no kidding. I am so happy that you are okay. You're going to be, like, this residency, how cool is this? Did you ever think that you guys would be doing a residency?
No, I mean, we really weren't into residencies, and I don't even think we were into the idea. It was just that it was the Palms and you know, seeing how, like, what the hotel is about and all of the other artists involved. I'm like, this is definitely a unique circumstance where we decided to do it.
It is an amazing show. I saw it before you came up with the blood clots. I saw the show at the Palms, and I have to ask you, because the night I went to see you guys, just an amazing performance. You play all the hits, but in the crowd was pretty much the entire team of the Vegas Golden Knights. They were in the crowd. When you're performing in front of people like athletes and other celebrities, do you ever get nervous?
No, I feel like that gives you more fire. That's like even more exciting, you know? Like when we play in up north, you know, Nate and Nick Diaz are always there. And I'm like, man, those guys beat the crap out of people for a living. Like, I've got to go super hard. So same thing, you know? And I think last time we were there, I went, it was like during like playoffs or whatever, and I went and like did something with the Knights, like with the drum line. It was really fun. But I think anytime there's local heroes or sport, you know, icons, it always makes the show more awesome.
Did they give you a Golden Knights jersey and was your number 182?
They did. It was really, really cool.
Awesome.
And the energy, you know, like, it was really awesome having them in the crowd, but then the energy the next day when we did this drum thing in front of all the fans before doors opened, and the energy there was insane. I was really excited for them.
You're with the drum bots.
Yeah. Those guys are so cool.
Hey, I'm gonna ask a question to you and Mercedes, okay? I'm gonna ask you guys both a question, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to then I'm gonna count to three, and I want you to give me your answer, and I guarantee you're both gonna have the same answer.
Oh boy.
Okay.
All
ready?
Right. Yeah.
The greatest drum solo of all time is in what song? One, two, three.
I don't know.
Moby Dick.
What were you going to say?
Moby Dick.
No.
Well, what are we supposed to say?
I was going to say Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's not a drum solo. That's a drum fill. But yes, that is one of the most iconic fills ever.
See, you don't even know what a drum solo is, JC. Travis, ignore this man, please.
No, Phil Collins was a G because he wrote really great drum parts. None of them super difficult, but like you'd want to play air drums to them. And I always feel like that's like mission accomplished when you can do that.
Now, we have to ask about this rumor. There were a couple of tweets that said that Tom was going to join you guys. Is that any truth to that rumor or no?
No, Tom and I are still really great friends. And I honestly found like the funniest, most like, I don't know, kind of like cringy picture I could of him. And I had sent it to him that morning and I tweeted it at the same time. And he was like, oh my God, where did that picture come from? And I was like, you took it. You tell me, you know. But I always mess with him. Like, I'll send him exactly like that tweet. I'll send him texts all the time, you know, where we just kind of troll each other. But no, I love him, man. He's awesome. He's still a really good friend of mine. I don't, you know, there's nothing like that for the fans or whatever, where we're talking about anything except just maintaining a friendship, really.
It's good to hear that you guys are friends. I love that. That's awesome.
And why do friends do that? Because I'm the same way with Mercedes. We're best friends, know each other for such a long time. But why do friends have embarrassing photos of each other on our phones and use it as like blackmail?
Yeah, right? yeah, and I don't get to see the guy very often. I think the other day I was in L.A. and he happened to be in L.A. and he's like, did I just see you? Were you driving like a matte black G-Wagon? I was on a motorcycle. Was that you? And I said, yeah, it absolutely was. So we're like close to each other, but yet still so far away.
You're like, use your signal next time, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it's so great to have you back, Travis. Most importantly, I'm glad that you are doing so much better. We were all praying for you, and it's going to be so fun. Blink 182, Kings of the Weekend at the Pearl inside the Palms. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tonight.
Yeah, thanks for the love. I'll see you guys this weekend.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. See you, brother.
All right, peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.